Lesson 18. A Mouse is Born. In 1927, Walt Disney worked in the movie business, producing short animated cartoons. He had started his own film company in Los Angeles 4 years before, at the age of 21, with $500 borrowed from a relative. During those 4 years, his business provided him with a meager living, and he worked hard on his films, struggling to pay off the debt. His cartoons were about a character called Oswald, the Lucky Rabbit. A film distributor in New York had been buying his films and renting them to movie houses. The distributor could make a big profit if a film was successful, but Disney was paid a fixed amount for each movie. He got no share of the profits. When the contract with the distributor came to an end, Walt Disney decided to go to New York with his wife Lily to negotiate a better deal for himself. At the meeting, the distributor not only declined all of Disney's proposals, but also told the young filmmaker that he would reduce the payments he was making for each cartoon. He knew very well that Disney had no money to pay lawyers to fight him in the courts. Even worse, the distributor boasted that he had secretly hired Disney's own artist to do the drawings for future Oswald movies. Disney was bitter that the distributor had betrayed him, but there was nothing he could do about it. He vowed never to sell another of his movies to anyone. He would rent them to distributors, but in the future, he would retain ownership. Walt Disney was in a somber mood when he and Lily boarded the train for Los Angeles. During the long journey across the country, he decided to create a new character to take the place of Oswald. After making a few marks on paper, he showed Lily a sketch of a mouse. Immediately, she noticed the likeness between her husband and the creature he had drawn. Both had a look of harmless mischief. She was convinced that audiences would love the little mouse with the happy face. But she was dismayed when her husband told her he planned to name it Mortimer. That just didn't sound right to her. "What about Mickey?" she suggested. "Mickey Mouse." As soon as he arrived in Los Angeles, Walt Disney went to work on the first Mickey Mouse cartoons. He had completed two and was working on Steamboat Willie, his third, when sound began to be added to movies. Suddenly, silent movies were obsolete. Disney promptly added a soundtrack to Steamboat Willie. The shrill voice of Mickey was supplied by Walt Disney himself. When the movie opened in New York in September 1928, it was a sensation. Audiences roared with laughter at Mickey's hilarious adventures, and subsequent movies starring the lovable little mouse were equally successful at the box office. In just 3 years, Walt Disney's company was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and Mickey Mouse was famous.